This is J.R. McNair. We're in the studio with a great guest that actually came on with us. We have her in again because she has this great event that is coming up. Rosemary with Perfect Moments. How are you doing, Rosemary?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. Excellent. So, first off, I want you to tell us about this event. Let's get right into the event. Tell me about the event. What is the event, and why is the event different, and why did you want to even do it in the first place?
So the event is called Divine Bridal Boutique Show. It's going to be in Beaufort. And the reason why we're having this event is so that we could get more of a one-on-one personal connection between the vendor and the client.
Okay.
It seems that a lot of vendors don't like the expos because it's so large, and they don't have that opportunity to make the connection with their client. And it seems that the clients just go in, see a bunch of vendors, and they don't have the opportunity to meet the vendors personally.
That's right.
So they get a business card, try their samples, walk out, go home, and then at the end of the day, they don't even remember who they were talking to.
Yes.
Or which vendor was which.
Yes.
So having this exclusivity for each vendor gives them the opportunity for the client to remember and for the vendor to remember the client.
That's right. Okay. And so at an average event, how many vendors would you have there, you know, from the exclusivity standpoint?
It all depends on the category. So mm-hmm. at this moment right now, we have 14 to 20 vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are sponsors. Some of them pay for to be there. And we have one in each category. So
okay.
one florist, one dress designer, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Each time it'll be different because each vendor has a different forte.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say one florist has the same style as the other florist.
Okay.
And then there's entertainment also. So different entertainers will be here at this time, and then another time we'll be having different other entertainers.
Okay, that's great. So it's an experience for the bride and the groom?
Correct. So it's an experience for both bride and grooms, not just the bride and her bridal party. We want to also make sure that we reach out to planners so that this way the planners as well can participate in finding their vendors that they need for their events as well.
Okay, that's great. And so when we're talking about this event, give us the date, where it's going to be at. Talk a little bit about the venue also.
Okay, so the date is Sunday, this Sunday, February 23rd.
Okay.
It's going to be at 12 o'clock to 4.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have valet available, and the venue is in Beaufort, right behind the Mall of Georgia.
Okay.
It's in a state. It has 3 floors, and it has a poolside view, it has a lake view, and it also has a new renovated barn in the back. The facility holds about 200 guests, and they have about 7 bedrooms, 6 or 7 bedrooms. So the client has the opportunity to not only host their wedding, but host their family there for the whole weekend. They have the opportunity to do a bed and breakfast for their family and enjoy the whole weekend instead of just a one-day wedding.
That's great. That's excellent. And so is there a cost to come to this event?
Yes, there is a cost. It's only $15
mm-hmm.
for couples and $10 for individuals.
Okay, great. And so how can they go about registering for this event?
So you can simply go on eventbrite.com and search Divine Bridal Boutique Show. We only have about 70 tickets left for couples and 10 tickets left for individuals.
Okay, that's great. And so, and during this time, give me a walkthrough of when you open up, you know, the entertainment, they have the opportunity with the vendors. Like, give us a walkthrough of, like, how that whole event is going to happen.
Sure. So once you walk in, you're going to be greeted by the valet. The valet's going to take your vehicle, and then you get to the inside. We'll have some hosts checking your tickets, and then we have violin and harp. Harp is playing as well in the entry, and then you'll have the opportunity to meet with the photo booth and a couple of other vendors that are going to be on the main floor. The upstairs floor is going to be blocked off, and that is simply because we would like for the clients to have the opportunity to book a private tour with the vendor, the venue as well.
Okay.
The venue is called the White Fallow Estate.
Okay.
Once you walk in, you have also some cakes to display. You have a bride side and you'll have a groom side. We want to make it friendly for both bride and groom.
Okay.
And once you walk to the kitchen, we also have a chef catering company. And then downstairs we'll have also another catering company that will be doing more of a brunch style. You'll be able to walk to the barn, and in the barn you'll have a little bit of extra things in there as well.
Okay, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so and this is and you're actually an event planner, correct?
Correct.
So not only a event host but event planner. Talk about your company, Perfect Moments, and what sets it apart from other companies or other brands that are out there doing event planning.
So Perfect Moments Event Planning has been out since for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
At first it was a little rocky, but now I think I got the hang of it.
That's right.
So what sets us apart is that we like to make the connection with our guests one-on-one. We like to have interviews with our guests and meet with them before we decide that we are meant for each other.
That's right.
Every client is not meant for every vendor. So this gives us the opportunity for me to give them a free consultation, gives them the opportunity to meet me, meet them, and once you meet somebody, you automatically know if you're driving, if
that's
you have
right.
the right connection.
Yeah.
If there's
a good fit.
If it's quiet, silent awkwardness, or if they're just way too out of their vibe, too loud, and you're just more of a mellow person, maybe it might work because you can keep that calmness in that person.
Yeah.
The key is to find that person's middle ground.
Yeah.
And if you can find their middle ground while you're talking to them in the initial conversation, then that's key that you can work with them. If they give you that open space to take charge, then you're like, okay, I know that you'll be able to trust me. Most and all of my brides, they feel 100% calm during their planning process. And during the day of, anytime they feel panicky, they'll give me a call and I'm easily calming them down. And at the end of the day, they just say, I'm so glad that I had you, because they felt so overwhelmed with all the stress that they thought they were going to have.
That's right.
It's not even initial stress that they had. It's that they thought they were going to have.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Exactly. And so your primary audience base are typically brides. That's your primary target customer?
My primary is brides.
Mm-hmm.
They are brides. I have worked with Marriott, so I have done many corporate events as well.
Okay.
So I actually have a few clients that are in the corporate field. So I'll be doing their grand opening. I'll be doing their private launch parties and so on.
Okay. And so what got you to even get into event planning? Because, you know, before you started this 4 years ago, I mean, and even before that, what did you, what made you say, hey, look, I have a desire. I think I can help people here. What made you even want to get into it? Give us some background of maybe what you did before you got into it.
So I started, I started dancing salsa and bachata about 5-6 years ago. No,
okay.
Maybe a little longer.
Okay.
About 8 years ago.
Okay.
And once I started dancing bachata and salsa, I ended up taking classes and getting more involved with the community.
Okay.
And I started teaching. So I started teaching couples how to do routines with their spouses for their wedding.
Okay.
I also did quinceañeras, did their dances as well.
Okay.
So I did a couple's routine and I got to their wedding, and when I got to their wedding, I noticed that they didn't have anything set up. I noticed that the DJ didn't have the music. I noticed that the catering, the venue itself, didn't know which table to attend first, and there was no numbering of seatings. So when she arrived, she was in the limo, and all this, it took me about maybe 40, 30 minutes to run around and get every information from everybody to give it to the DJ, because ultimately he was the host, the one speaking for the event.
Okay.
He didn't know the entrance, he didn't know the name of the bridal party.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know the dances that the parents were going to have. So I ended up getting all the information and then went back to the limo and said to her, okay, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to go, this is what you're going to do when you walk in, you're going to go here, and everybody's going to go there. And at the end of it all, she was just extremely happy that it worked out. I usually go early because I want to make sure that everything is set, make sure that she has a place to practice, and make sure that we can have a successful routine show for her guests. So I ended up just running the whole wedding.
Oh, wow.
And
I bet you she was happy that you showed up.
She was, and her mom was extremely happy, too. When I got home, I just laid in my bed and analyzed, like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah, right.
What was I doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, I came into full mode on my own without even realizing. And at the time, my dance partner said to me, like, dude, this is your thing. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it until, like, the next day. I said, you know what? You're so right. This is me. Like, I had such a great time. Like, is this even a job? Like,
yeah, right.
What is this called?
Yeah, right.
So then I looked into it, and then I ended up starting my business within that first month. I looked for a name, got opinions, what name should I put, and then looked at the licensing, permitting, you know, and all that stuff that I needed. And I just went with it.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I think it was like maybe a month. The first month I got my first client.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know, that's how it is. They say that necessity is the mother of invention. And when you're going out and you're just solving problems for people, then the business idea will place in your lane of entrepreneurship will kind of open up. And so you were just looking at just solving a problem. And then a business came out of it. And so those are some of the greatest entrepreneurs, those that aren't just really, I would say, chasing opportunities, but those that say, hey, you know what, this is a problem. And I actually was able to solve this problem. You know, I talk to entrepreneurs and I tell them there are three main things you need to have to be successful as a business. You need to have desire to do it, want to do it. You need to have the capacity, can I do it? And you need to have a demand. Are people willing to pay for this, right?
Exactly.
And so, and I think you've got that perfect balance there in all three of those circles. So I think that's phenomenal. So Liz, tell everybody once again about this great event. I mean, you know, just outside, first off, I want you to tell them how they can reach you if they want to get your services as a event planner and, you know, to help them with the wedding, help them with the corporate event. How do they get in touch with you?
So my website is www.perfectmoments.events, mm-hmm. Both plural. And the best contact also is through Instagram.
Okay.
It's at perfectmoments.epc.
Okay.
And also you can call 678-670-8453.
Okay.
And if I don't answer, just send a message.
Okay.
But most importantly, if you need to get in touch with me, I think Instagram lately has been the biggest
go-to,
fastest source for me to see, have you in mind, and know that, okay, who is this? This is okay. I remember. I'm a very visual person, so once I see it, I got it. I'm done. Okay, I remember.
That's great. So will they have some pictures to check out on Instagram after the event?
Yes, we actually will be having a videographer there.
Okay.
We're actually going to be having also a live engagement proposal, engagement proposal.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be something interesting for everybody to see and experience as well.
Okay, that's going to be great. So tell us once again where this is going to be at, what time, what place, and how we can go about registering.
So it's going to be at the White Fallow Estate. It's in Buford, right behind Mall of Georgia. And it's going to be from 12 to 4
mm-hmm.
on Sunday, the 23rd.
Yes.
And you can get your tickets on eventbrite.com. Tickets are only $10 and $15. So make sure you don't wait because you're going fast.
Most definitely. That's great. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming out. We look forward to this phenomenal event that's going to take place this weekend. I know it's going to just exceed expectations. And we're looking for many of these events to continue all throughout the Metro Atlanta area and throughout the nation. All right?
Absolutely.
Most definitely. We appreciate you coming on. And you all check this out. Go and check out Perfect Moments Events Planning. And also check out the Divine Bridal Boutique that will be taking place this weekend in Buford. And go check it out from 12 to 4. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. I am J.R. McNair. And until the next time, this is Atlanta Events on Velocity Radio.